Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Chulin daf Yudalf, begin the Menal, begin the Tosmas, begin the Gemara, the Kaimed or the Gabri. So the Gemara rejects the Raya that we go based on Chazaka, who said, maybe we have a row of people, and it goes all the way to the house of the Kain.
Which Tais says, the truth is, B'loi Zeh, without this, HaYuchalem, the Gemara could have said, K'gain Shaihoya Adam Echad Oymed L'Sham, B'Shas Hesker, you had a different person standing there at the time when they closed it up. And he saw there wasn't missing, and he came to tell the Kain. But the rights Lafarish by Inyan, the Gemara wanted to answer in a way Shava Koyin Atzma Hayochaleda.
He himself could know that, and you didn't have to go through a third party person that he knows himself at the time of the Heska that it wasn't missing. Not that like at a later point in time this guy comes and lets us know.
Let's just not to begin the words the Gemara. No, how milsed Amar Rabban Zelba Saruba.
Where do we know this idea that we go based on the majority?
Which is bothered, and he has to take a second look. From time, begin to say, wait, Kibin Amrin Zelba Chazaka. We just finished the whole sugi that letting us know that you go based on Chazaka. So Kalshkin Basar Ruba. So of course I know that you go based on the majority. Why? Because the Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. The Gemara tells us Kedushin Yivam is Nida that when you have a contradiction between majority and Chazaka, you go based on the majority. So if you know Chazaka, of course you know Raiv. So that's the same. Something you can say is two approaches. The question is being asked according to Rav Acha by Yaakov. He doesn't know the halacha of chazaka from a pasuk, nor from svara. So therefore, if you knew chazaka from a pasuk, so then you'd say, okay, if you know chazaka, then definitely you're going to say the halacha of Raiv, and because then you could apply halacha of a kabbalchema, but you can't apply kabbalchema to a svara. Or lemaid mefarsh Rabbeinu Chaim, but according to Rabbeinu Chaim explains, the other ruba adam mechazaka. This that the rabbi is better chazaka loy misvara. It's not learned that out of logic. Eliyafin me paraduma. You learn it from the paraduma. Does lein bas ruba that we go based on the majority? Avagav deka chazaka kenegar the rabbi, even though there's a chazaka opposing the rabbi, because the uki gavra you place the person shemazna love that you're spraying the waters on becheskes tummy. So he's presumed to be tummy. Now on that you have. We're not concerned that the animal that's the paraduma is a trefa because based on majority. So you see, the raiv is overpowering the chazaka. So then it makes sense over here. Why are you going based on the majority? That the Gemara is asking the question because you can't learn that from a kavachamim from chazaka because we don't even know yet that raiv is better than chazaka, and therefore that's why the Gemara is asking right now. How do you know that we go based on majority?
Next Tais Masa that begin with the words the Gemara. Oh, it's no raya because Aval Hecha Delay if less than Ba. When they're still connected, we have not bothered. So you can't learn that from the Eilish Reish because could you could crack it open, you could check. You just can't totally disconnect it. So Tais says Makshin. The question that's asked is Amaylo Yolf Mikol Kabanis. Why don't you learn all Kabanis? The Dachu Shabbos that overrides Shabbos. Which you bring your Kabanis on Shabbos. But Lechashino, not concerned. Shemi Motzei Carbon Treva. Then maybe it's going to turn out as a treva. From them to Shchel Shabbos. Turns out desecrated Shabbos. Of course, we have to rely on the. the majority over here. So that says Taisis Manirlik, it appears to me Dan Yoch Lechich Misham. No, you wouldn't be able to prove from that because Deikel Mim, you could say the Misafik Nami Amir Rechman the Dilat Chishabes Mitzis Carbon. That yeah, the Torah is telling you, even though there's a doubt that you'll bring a carbon on Shabbos. Kamoishah Bepikuch Nefesh. I mean, the Misafik Kamad the Ksubis Tav Tez Rav and Beis. With it's a matter of life and death, the Torah tells you Dilahochel Ba'achar. You don't give the majority, so there could be exceptions. This might be the Torah telling you to go in the exception. So. It wouldn't be a raya. Next, it's about to begin the words of Gemara, the Monach Gemara Tavachulu. That you put a coal on it and that makes a hole, and then you can check in by the carbon Pesach, which Tais is bothered, and that's what comes to address. It says, Vafilachal, Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Liz B'Shabbos. What do you mean? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. So, if Erev Pesach, which is when you have to know if it's kosher or not, is on Shabbos, what are you going to do then? So it says, yeah, Malacha Shev Shlasis, Erev Shabbos, Deich the Shabbos, Malacha for the Tzarech Mitzvah of the carbon Pesach that you can't do from before Shabbos, that also overrides Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to put the coal on the skull to crack it open that way too. Next says, Master begin with the Gemara, Asim Egla Rufa. So we're learning from Egla Rufa. That's the one of the final upshotim. So it says, it's a wonder. Why didn't you do the same rejection by the Paraduma and Egla Rufa? The same thing you said in the previous. Kim Dalai, if less lumba, well, that once it's, you know, still stuck a little bit, we're not bothered. So that why would that avoid the problem that we're saying all along, that of being able to check inside? Yeshem, because it sounds like, and that's what the drasha is telling us, the b'shas sreifa, at the time when you're burning it, and after that you decapitated, it should be just as intact, just like as when you did the shechita and the rifa, which means, say, even not even to crack it open, even if it's still stuck together, even if it's still what's called life. Next, there's not to begin the words, Gemara harufa tells us, that has to be intact. It takes a bother with a question. He says, like, I'm the Pirkan, later on the Pirkan of Chavdal Manav, Tashina Nami Marufa, we learn that from the decapitated one to say, oh, Zois Barifa. The Egla is the one that's decapitated. Veina Cheres Barifa, but no other, meaning the Para, that can't be qualified as a rifa. And so to say, Perikolabasa, and the Perikolabasa later on, Dafkovizam Bezga, by Dovashanasas Mitzvasai, by something that the Mitzvah was done already, that we say that is generally no Me'ila. So that we say the we say tre miutik sivi. It says, oh, because there's two miutim. Besamai, you should place it, harufa, the decapitated one. So the question is, how are we learning all these old drushes from the same word? So that says Vishem, you can say is you could learn out three drushes. The marufa mashma shaper, from the word harufa, you learn out very well that hahu miuta the zois barifa. You learn out that, oh, the decapitated one, to say only this one decapitated, not a para, it's only the egla. Moreover, in the samacha egla la rufa, from the fact that you have the word egla near a rufa, the shinah egla shlema, we learn out that it has to be whole. So essentially, there's really three drushes that we're learning out over here. That you have two drushes from the hay, and you have one from the word of the harufa, so you learn the out davish and asim mitzvaseh there's no meila, and you learn out zayis barifa not a cheres, and then the third one is from you having the word egla in the harufa, you learn that the egla has to be whole, just like it was at the time of the harufa. To next says masal to begin with the words of gemara asya paraduma. So where do we know the halacha broy from? We know for the paraduma because you can't check it from treifas. Obviously, rely on the majority that most animals are kosher. The answer says to me, says, wait a second, how could you rely on that? Keeping the parabashtesh on them, since the opening mission of Masechta's parah tells us the cow has to be as 2 years old. If that's the case, dilma hainu mishum duk mechazaka shen a treifa. Maybe the reason why we say it's okay because we rely on the chazaka that it's not a treifa. Lamandam, according to the opinion, as we see later on this Masechta, treifa nechaya, a treifa can't live past 12 months. So if it's already in the second year, obviously it's not a treifa based on the chazaka. So who said you're going based on majorities? Meo, however, says Tezakan Yishlema, here you could say regarding this question that, no, that's not a difficult, because Deke Chazaka Acher is connected. There is an opposing Chazaka, the Amitama Chazkase, the person you're trying to purify with the Paraduma, he has a Chazaka that he's Tame until we know otherwise. So we wouldn't go based on this Chazaka that the Par is okay. But Ablakaman, but later on, the Yelof from Edom Zayman, that's kosher, that's difficult, because Edom Zayman has a Chazaka also, because the one that you're prosecuting obviously is by mitzvah, and if you know he's not a treifa, so then how do you know going based on majority? Okay, what you can answer for this original question is like this. The Chol Chazaka, truth is, this question that we're asking of Chazaka, it's not true. Because any Chazaka Shalin is Barab Loi Noida, full of Shachas, it was not verified, it was not known at even one time. It was only subsequently obvious, like let's say by here, by the treifa, you didn't know at the moment, you only know, oh, if it lived that long, so obviously it was, but you didn't know it. Loizlim Bastwa, then we don't go based on that Chazaka. You didn't have that Chazaka at the time when it happened. You only know it subsequently, but that's not a Chazaka. And the Yeshlim Mekach Halacha Lamaisi actually can learn from this a practical halacha. Dim also gvinas Mekam Behemis, if they made cheese out of the milk for many animals. Vakach Nishlach, as in one of the cows is slaughtered, but it's a treva. It turns out, you see, it's a treva, it had a moral defect, which obviously the milk from that is problematic, which you made the cheese from. So Kul Master is the forbidden now. Why? Because the Ainli Lahamid Par has cost of lemon. We're not going to say the par has its chazaka to say, well, Hashur the Nitrafa, it must have been okay. You know, at some time it became a treva, it may happen afterwards. No, because that's not something you knew at the time. You only find it afterwards. That's not a chazaka. But if it's treifa because the lungs have these lesions, the imhayin bekin libdak, the truth is that we would know how to check. Maybe it would be permitted. We just don't know how to check, so we consider it a treifa. In lesser than that case, don't make it the cheese is forbidden. It's a double down. Subic in the treifa, maybe the lesions are not considered as a treifa. It's not considered a mortal defect. And even if it is, maybe it only happened afterwards, and their case therefore would be okay. Next test, Master, begin with Gemara Chatzis Kari Rachman. So the Gemara tells us that a treifa is a possible by the paraduma because the Torah calls a chatas, which the halacha is like a carbon, which a treifa is going to be a problem. So and that's a taste of tame, it's a wonder, because this rationale, this reason, because the Torah calls a chatzas, loikoi hay taima, the Gemara doesn't go with this, but reish eim amidin, giving the perek eim amidin on the b'dezor d'chav gimel base.
Why? What do we see over there?
Because the da'i kosam, the Gemara infers over the Gabbai plukter b'lezor b'shua,
that they have a machlekes if you're allowed to buy a paradigma from a non-Jew. The one that says forbidden, because you're concerned maybe the guy sodomized it.
The one that permits is not concerned for that. But the Gemara says, that can only plead Giel of a Chashasha. That's only if we're concerned if it happened or not. Because we don't know. But if it for sure, if the non-Jew for sure sodomized it, that would disqualify it. Shema Minah, obviously the part of Kachim is Be'echi. Obviously that means to say that the paraduma is Kachim is Be'ech, which that becomes disqualified if it's sodomized, which would not be a problem with Kachim is Be'ech.
But the Gemara is bothered because that contradicts what we find in many places that we say that the para is kachah b'digabais.
Mashani, the Gemara answers, oh no, the shanti para. Paradum is different, although you're right, it is kachah b'digabais, but the karech manachatas Torah calls it chatas.
Which is the same thing that our Gemara says over here. But the Gemara asks and says, wait a second, if that's the case, oh, so it's like a chatzis, like a carbon.
So it should become automatically, everyone should agree, it should become disqualified if it's born through Caesarean, which is the case by a carbon, it's disqualified if it was not born in the vaginal way. Why do you learn the Brisa? If someone sanctifies for a paraduma, that cow which was born through Caesarean, through the abdominal wall, psula is disqualified, says kasher pirish. What the Gemara is asking is, the iasya lahi drasha the chatas, if it's true, this drasha, that, because you call it chatas, a sin offering, mistama akro la vapalag b'shimin, so that's the Gemara is asking, presumably b'shimin wouldn't disagree on such a concept, how does he makshir if it's born yetzidayfin? Masi, the Gemara comes out, you're right, okay, ella, different pshat, shani para, paradum is different, hoyle mum paisaba. Since a blemish disqualifies, that's explicit in the pasuk. So in morality, meaning if it was sodomized, which is the case we're talking about, and the bizarre would disqualify the kach psul b'revia. That's why it becomes disqualified being sodomized. But b'yetzadayfin sherim. But b'yetzadayfin, it would be valid. Now, v'rabbanon the pasli b'yetzadayfin, the rabban who say it's disqualified with one through Caesarean, misam mishum disabi the kachim is be'echi. Obviously, because they hold that it's not kachah b'digabais, meaning we're falling off from the drasha of chatas. So they consider kachah mizbech. That's what they're asking. You say mi al korchach yef shalafarish came, but you wouldn't be able to explain this because the b'chol duch in all places throughout Shas. I mean, we say shani part of the kachah b'digabais. See that it's b'digabais. And we can have us grab shimon. So based on the Gemara over there, Nabi Zod, that means to say all the sugars that say kachah b'digabais like shimon, because the coin drop comes out that it's kachah mizbech. So says it's veneer lefarish. It seems to explain like this. No, the alchei part. The Gemara is asking like this. If that's the case, that if you have the drash of chatas, it should be disqualified with yotze doifin. It's not like we thought that it's asking on Reb Shimon. Parach lekula tami. It's asking on all the reasonings. That is bein lefarish the time to Revia. Whether you can explain the reason why Revia is disqualified, Mishum bekachim is berchi because it's like a, it's because we give it the halach of a carbon. Bein lefarish whether you can explain Mishum the chatas karachmana like the Gemara was originally saying because you call it chatas. Meaning, because the Mistama, we can presume Reb Shimon lepoligat a baisav. He's not disagreeing on his Rebbe's Reb Elazar, Reb Yeshua, who that's what the Gemara was discussing over there, discussing their opinions. And that's what's saying that presumably that he's not going to be disagreeing on their shita, and that's what they say that the review is a disqualifier, and it comes out that Yitzhak is also possible by par, not like Reb Shimon. On that, Mishan, that's what the Gemara answers. Oh, Shani par is different. Ha'il mum paisaba.
Because a blemish is a disqualifier, so therefore also divar ever that is revia is similar to a mum would also disqualify. But Yitzchak Doifim Shem would say no, but that's a mishum they would agree that's going to be kosher because that's a psula don't make a bond. It's not similar to a mum. However, the rabbanu would disagree in Shem and they disqualify Yitzchak Doifim. Yeah, that would even be the maskan that it's a psula by Yitzchak Doifim because it's Torah calls a chata. So it comes out, yeah, very good. All the sugyas that our sugya that says chatz korachmana. Is also like the same way the Gemara's command of the Zara, that it's the same conclusion.
Now Taisa says what you have to say parenthetically is that Beligar Sinan Hasam Beligar Sin Ella,
because if you're saying Ella, it sounds like they were retracting, we're backing out of the Chatas Karachmon. Based on what we're saying, we're not backing out. To the contrary, Rabbanan stay with that. And actually, Besvarim, in the old text, Lahayu Kasav Ella, it didn't say Ella, Shabbat Kuntras Igia. It's Rashi who edited the Kasav, and he says, Hachagasin, that the Girsha should be Ella. And that it should be Ella. But the truth is, based on what we're saying, you don't have to amend it. To the contrary, Rabbanan stay with that. Now, truth is, the time of the Chatas Karachmon, when this concept is saying that the Torah calls it chatas, like the Div Maschil here in our Taisis, is loyim koyler Rabbanan. That always is maintained according to Rabbanan. The pasul beyitzu daven. That's why they disqualify when it's going through Caesarea. But then the Taisis that them time begin to say the following question: Rav Shimon according to Rav Shimon has a continuum on the base. Did Les lay the chatas karachmana? Okay, so we're saying that he doesn't hold that. Rabbanan do. So then, Manoli the treif is poisel, but how do we know that a treif is going to be disqualifier by the paraduma if you don't have the halach of chatas? That's how we know that a treif is like a carbon, but he doesn't learn that limit. But Shlomo tells us, we can say is the nafka lema lechsev temimo. The Torah says that the paraduma has to be whole, and from there we learn that it can't be blemished because the shin perikam of the mesechta by zara the berzot the vom and alav the noich gufer love treif. However, how do we know that he wasn't a treif? Because it was called Noach Tzadik Ish Tamim Hayibidreis. Tamim means unblemished. So that's where Rav Shimon learns it out from. But Rabbanan, where we say we know that they know it to Mchatas, Itzrach Tamima. They need the word Tamima to tell you something else. Like the Shin Misafri Tamima tells you the Avshtei Sairis Shcharis Poiseless Bod. That has to be complete. It can't have this other color. I mean to say that if it has instead of red, it's got these two black ears, it's going to be disqualified. Rav Shimon, so it says, okay, obviously, Tartish Mamana. It ends up both from that word. It's Tamima, that from the fact that it says Tamima, so we learn out that there's these two Tamimas, Veina Duma, whether we're talking about that it has to be completely red, and La Shein Bamum, and that it should also not have a blemish. So today's going back on what we mentioned before. Also, additionally, to answer the question, how does Rav Shimon know that a treifa is possible by a para? Says Taisus, you could say the pasul the bepsula tole begufa when it's a disqualifier in the body of the animal itself. Oh, my the kulam, everyone agrees, including Rav Shimon, that you learn not from chatas that it's like a carbon that a mum would be a disqualifier. Because not like when the Mishnah says para shachta shalay lishma psula. If you slaughter the part of the not for its name's sake, it's going to disqualify. How do you know that? And that everyone agrees to. That's from Mechatasi. And because he agrees, because that's absolute in the carbon itself, in the animal itself. But Sabri Nami Darshin Mechatasi, the Moilimba that is going to be Me'ila, the Kamadrashas, the Mendidrashas, that everyone would agree to, even according to Mishan. Then it says, you can say, Bechol Ducht in the Mishani, in all places in Shas, that the Gemara answers, Kotjebedi Gabayas. That it's kodesh b'di gabayis. Amay lechashav lekodesh mizbeach mishum dechadz karachmano. Why doesn't the Gemara say no? It's not kodesh b'di gabayis. It's kodesh mizbeach because it calls a chadus. The Shemitz says, you can say, you're right. The Gemara could have said that, but the b'chol duch the misalik lebekush achrit in all places, the Gemara ends up giving a different answer, removing it with different questions. I perkei lekodesh from the Gemara tamura dechav menaf the comment that the Gemara says the im paro isa tamura that but you can't make a tamura by the paro dumish from the kodesh b'di gabayis. See, and what do you mean? The Gemara could have said that it's not true, it's kachem is beach, and therefore it should be allowed to make tamura. So it says, given the nefkusa less of bagufa para, since that is something that's relevancy not regarding the actual para duma itself, it's regarding another animal you're trying to exchange with it. That the Gemara couldn't say, oh, it's kachem is beach, because for that chatas, so this is the other extreme. We said Rav Shimon agrees to things that are magufa. Rabban have somewhere in the middle, but if it has nothing to do with the animal, that everyone agrees that you cannot apply this limit of chatas. Bukhari's nami, so to the Gemara Bukhari's of Chavheim and Aleph, the coming the Gemara says, the imba isa giza avoid l'acha sheniftis, that there's no prohibition of cutting the wool and working with it after it's redeemed. Mishum de kodja bedi gabayis, see, because it's bedi gabayis. And for the same reason that, as we said, that it doesn't make a tamura, it has the same type of a concept that it's not like karbonis that were disqualified that were redeemed, and what do you mean chatzis karachmana, So that's his number. Because after it's redeemed, she enters para laha. It doesn't even have the halacha of a paradum on it anymore. The karechman, that's not the karechman chatas. Torah doesn't call it anymore chatas. So again, it wouldn't have that the limitation. Or you know, another approach you could say is actually masha niftis. This that when the paradum is redeemed, because the court stipulates originally that if they're not going to need a tailor demer, it should only have monetary value. So therefore, and anyway, in general, we're not going to consider it anymore as a paraduma, and that's why everyone would agree over there that although this chatas, that's not relevant over there, and it's going to be considered as something that you're allowed to do giza b'avodah.